Blog Talk Radio.
Before we go ahead and get started tonight, let me go ahead and welcome y'all to the Big Bap and Friends Show. I am your host, Big Bap. Let's get ready. I had to let Shantae come in because sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, we can be a little bitter. Sometimes you need to be bitter coming out of a relationship. Sometimes you need to be bitter coming out of a situationship. Sometimes the person needs to know you're not happy, and it's okay for you to tell them that. Stop letting people tell you how you're supposed to go through being emotional. Stop letting people tell you how you're supposed to go through a breakup. See, we're jumping straight in here tonight, baby. We're not going to wait till the 10 o'clock hour. We're going to get live and direct right now, up front center. Because I am your boy, Big Bap. So before we get too deep tonight, because y'all know I got my beautiful, lovely Southern Belles in the house. So we're going to first go by way of the boot all the way by Texas. And we're going to bring in one of my co-hosts. That is Miss CJ. Welcome to the show, beautiful. How are you tonight?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Ooh, she came in here like a blast from the past. You see that whirlwind energy? Hey, just both bubbly and excited for no reason. Listen, I love when I get that laugh out of you to start the night. That lets me know we're going to have a good show. How was your week? What did you do? What did you accomplish this week? Tell us something good before we get started into this here eventful entertainment evening for the night.
Well, I worked on somebody else's job for more hours than I'm used to.
Wait, you said that. You said that like you ain't comfortable with that. You said you worked at somebody else's job for more hours than you used to. Mm. You yeah. trying to get holiday coins or you just bored?
Well, I was bored and the girl was sick.
You was bored and the girl was sick. So that was the opportunity. Let me go get these coins real quick. Excuse me. Yes, I'll take that, and that. You can put the rest of that bullshit back.
Now,
ooh, I like it. Hold on. Let's get real chocolate sexy in here, because, we got to bring the other Southern Belle by way of a lot of places. Virginia, Tennessee, Texas, she be everywhere, not an entire people. Look, y'all give it up for the wonderful, the sexy, the bodacious Miss Coco. What it do, Shelby?
Hey, sexy babies.
Ooh, she came in here just let it purr on them. How is your week, Shelby?
Very eventful.
I like events. Tell me about the event. How was the event and what was cool about it?
Pretty much decided to wear some rope to work and had nothing but compliments and other people being like, ooh, I want to try that.
Ooh.
So I had to try my best not to take some people's women.
Oh, well, it's nothing better than taking somebody else's woman. I mean, if they're not going to do what they're supposed to do with them, I'm a believer in scooping them up and putting them on the roster. If you're going to let them be out just free and dangling and stuff. Like, I just don't understand how people say they got a woman and they just let them dangle loose off the chain like that. You got to hold on to them, snuggle up, put your, you got to act like the dude when he go to Walmart, he know he ain't got no money and she got to buy everything. You know how they snuggle up real good and tight on you? You got to hold on to them.
It's going to be like jingling.
Listen, it's homeless season out here for a lot of men right now, so they holding on tight. When you go north right now, they got snow on the ground. They are praying that over the beginning of the fall season that they got their roster intact, so they got a place to lay their head. Because some of these dudes kind of lonely now that it's cold and the women in the house a little bit. They ain't got nobody to talk to now. They want to instant message you and they just want to do extra stuff. But they get to go out to fun establishment places at work and see people like Miss Coco and Miss CJ. Y'all both in Texas, too. They say they do big things in Texas. Y'all big things?
Depends on what you want us to do.
Well, what do you want to do? What do you like to do? What do you need to do?
Play with rope.
And when you play with rope, what do you do with rope?
It makes me happy. Ooh, I like to make art out of rope.
Let me stop before we get too deep in this, because I need some of y'all. If you have not, please go reach out to her. I promise you, CJ can attest to this. You will not be disappointed in the work that you do. I promise you. CJ, tell them. Before we move on, tell them about your experience of working with Miss Coco when she roped you up, what it felt like. Did you feel like deer? Did you feel like cattle? Or did you just feel sexy and amazing?
The last one, it was sexy and amazing. Like, I can't really put it in words. That's definitely an experience you have to have for yourself. She comes well prepared. She doesn't waste time. She's very about her business, but it's pleasurable the whole way through.
Ooh. She said pleasurable. Somebody stop and look up that word, because I don't think people understand the fullness thereof of the word pleasurable. Somebody look that up and tell me before we go on our next commercial break. I need somebody to read the definition of pleasurable. Because we get so caught up and wrapped up in so many things that we forget that sometimes that we have to stop and desire, not just want, but desire things that are pleasurable to us. And the problem that we so often get when we use certain words is we correlate those words to a definition or to a synopsis of words that don't mean anything. You have to actually understand the root word, the suffix, the prefix, and the root word so you can get an understanding. So the root word in this is pleasure. For those of you who are following along and keeping score, the root word is pleasure. We're ending with a bowl, able. Okay? So when you take those words together, you get a definition based off of the root word and the ending. So whoever has that definition queued up, please read it for me.
My hands are kind of busy at the moment.
Ooh, I like when hands are busy. CJ, you done pulled that up? Somebody give me that. I knew somebody got that.
Okay, pleasurable. It's an adjective. It means pleasing or enjoyable.
Hold on. Stop. You notice how, see, you could tell people who read the dictionary once in their life, she started with the right beginning. It's an adjective. She told you what the word does, what the word's supposed to be in the sentence. Some of y'all didn't do conjunction, junction, what's our function, so let's make sure we understand. It is an adjective. In order for it to be an adjective, it has to do something. So come on, let's talk to us. Talk to us now.
Pleasing. Enjoyable.
Enjoyable. Did it say sex? Did it say oral stimulation?
No.
See, it said pleasurable said enjoyable, which means to enjoy, which means it is something that you enjoy, pleasurable to you. See, I'll give you a perfect example of something that's pleasurable to me. Let me paint a picture for you guys real quick. So imagine walking into the bathroom. It's dark, lightly lit with candles. There's romantic music playing in the background. You got a mimosa on one side, a glass of ice water on the other side, and you're just sitting in a nice, cool, calming, relaxing bubble bath. You have nowhere to go. You have no place to be. Nobody's expecting you to do anything. No one needs you to live up to any expectation in that moment. That is pleasurable to some. To some people, that will drive them out of their rabbit ass minds.
Self-care.
Yes, it is self-care because you do need to clean yourself and you need to do some other things. But a bath doesn't even have to be self-care. You know what a bath can be? A bath can literally just be a bath. Think about it. When you were a kid, you go in there and you get in there with your cousins, soap and water, it's all dirty and muddy. See, a bath can be a bath. It's all about how you enjoy it. Like with me, I like going out with people who like looking at other people. I'm a people watcher.
Oh, that shit's fun.
Yeah, it is.
It's the whole reason I work at a bar.
But see, listen, some dudes can't go out and people watch because, see, now he used to people watching and cracking jokes, but then something fine come by, but because she triggered, she going to feel some type of way if he responds or if he don't respond. So as Shantae Moore said, stop ringing my phone, nigga. We're going to be right back after the quick commercial break. We're going to take it old school tonight. So if you know what year we're representing with all the songs that we play at the end of the night, please reach out to our lovely production manager throughout the show. And if you know what specific year we're doing tonight on our theme of music, we will give you a special prize tonight. So we will be right back after this quick commercial break. Oh. Oh. no shame. So up it was, downright wrong, I tell you. Nobody never gave us nothing. The tough time, it made us something different. Stretch a little, knew something to see. Every state on the map, a different something to eat. Tap the handshake, it meant nothing for real. Everybody making the killing, man. Showing no feeling, walking out collecting pain. It's the way of the world. Can't change it, so I guess I'm going crazy for the world. Sometimes I ask myself, but I made for the world. I scream this to you, and I say to the world. Happy then, happy now. Happy for a bit. Knee deep, head over heels in this touch. Welcome, welcome, welcome back. That was Nappy Roots with Poe Folks. Let me get these ladies back in here. Ladies, y'all back in with us. The production manager got you moving tonight.
Hey.
We grooving tonight, doing a little something tonight. Ooh, how y'all feeling over there?
I'm currently working on a dress, so.
You working on what?
I'm working on a gown.
Oh, that is not what I thought you said. I'm not even going to repeat what I thought you said.
Look, you just nasty. What did you think
I am.
Said?
Listen, I am. Let me say this, because I need people to understand. There is absolutely nothing wrong with having a naughty personality. Let me say that first, because some of us get so caught up in, oh, I got to do this, I got to be that, I'm trying to do X, Y, Z, yada, 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 and all that's cute and all that's fine. But sometimes you just got to be you. All right, guys, real quick, before we get ready to go into our next segment, which is Black History is World History, this next segment is brought to you by Goddess Lee Cleaning. Goddess Lee Cleaning is based out of Killeen, Texas. It services all of the greater area of Texas, with locations popping up very, very soon. But you can reach Goddess Lee Cleaning, how, Miss CJ?
Okay.
Did you follow me?
It's like my Facebook page.
It's like your Facebook page?
No, follow my Facebook page. Did I speak too fast?
Yeah, I couldn't understand you. You know, listen, I'm blind on one eye and deaf in the other one. So, you know, we got to make sure we get it out there for the people. So that's Goddess Lee Cleaning. Goddess L E-I with the L-E-I. And if you see the logo, the logo's full of bubbles for the great bubbly personality, because we're gonna clean your home with suds. Just make sure you don't get none on you. Anywho, let's keep it moving because we have Black History's World History. And let me do my job before I get completely thou self in trouble, because, you know, the production manager do crack a whip. You know, we're not going to get into whip play tonight. Y'all might like that a little bit too much. So tonight's Black History's World History is brought to you by George Robert Carruthers. If you do not know who Mr. Carruthers is, let me tell you. He was born October 1st, 1931. He was an African-American inventor, physicist, engineer, and a space scientist. Carruthers perfected a compact and very powerful ultraviolet camera and spectrograph for NASA to use in its launch of Apollo 16 in 1972. He designed it so astronauts could use it on the lunar surface, making all adjustments inside their bulky spacesuits. Upon instruction from Carruthers, they used the camera to record the Earth's outermost atmosphere, noting its variations, and also map portions of the far ultraviolet sky, recording stars and galaxies and the gaseous media between them. In 1970, sending his instruments aboard Arrow-B sounding rockets, he had demonstrated that molecule hydrogens existed in the interstellar medium. Among numerous citations and awards in 2003, Carruthers was inducted into the National Inventors Hall of Fame and received an honorary doctorate for engineering from Michigan Technological University. He also was awarded the 2011 National Medal for Technology and Innovation from President Barack Obama for his invention of the far UV electronic camera with its significant improvement, which significantly improved our understanding of space and Earth science. I give you none other than George Robert Carruthers. Again, that is George Robert Carruthers. Whew, my tongue tied. That was a lot. He did a lot, ladies. Coco, you got a lot of background noise going on, man.
I'm so sorry. I just opened the bag.
Being a busy bee. You being a busy bee? Buzz, buzz.
I'm always a busy bee.
Lord have mercy. I can't with her. She's gonna push us right off a cliff real quick. Real quick, before we go into our next commercial break, I got a couple of things that, I got two things I want to get off my chest before we go to our next segment and commercial break. Listen, we're getting ready to go into 2022. We are now in December of 2022. I want you to understand the original name for COVID was COVID-19. Bitch, you don't get credit for getting sick now. Like, you can't call me and expect to get sympathy for COVID now. Y'all not even dying no more. Y'all just get sick for about 10 days, and then y'all come back to work. Y'all not even dying like that no more. You know how we know? Because they let everybody come back to work. So please, don't call talking about, ooh, calling and saying you got COVID now is like calling saying you got the flu. They treat it the same now. Yes, can people die from it? Absolutely. But you can die from a whole lot of other stuff, too, that make you happy. So what you're not fin to do is continue to lay the sympathy and the sadness on people, because we do need to get back to living. Because some of y'all just, y'all timing wrong. I done had three people in the last, oh my God, I done finally caught COVID. Ma'am, you are too late to get sympathy. You missed us. We all done went back to work. We all done sent our kids back to school. We all done did what we needed to do. If you just now catching the COVID, because, you know, that's how they sound on the phone. They sound like an old runaway slave when they say it to you. You know, I just now caught the COVID. You don't get our sympathy. And anybody disagree with me? Anybody feel any type of way? Because if you do, go ahead and post your comment. Let me know. Or if you feel something different, you can call into the show, 319-527-6703. I try to be understanding to people's feelings, but at this point, that's one of them things I no longer care about. So, like, just miss me. I cannot continue to take your sympathy votes for that one. So I know I usually be all positive, but that one's been bothering me all week because, you know, some people made me get a phone, and a couple of people just – soon as I got a phone, that they wanted some sympathy, tears, and jerks, and I'm going to just get it off my feelings because I listened to you, but shit, I ended up hanging up on a couple of people. I want to talk about, we're getting ready to do something in March, March 18th and March 19th. We're going to do body empowerment. It's an event that was put together by my lovely wife. She started this several years ago. And due to COVID, we ended up shutting it down and stopping doing it. But we're bringing it back, and that's Body Empowerment. It will be March 18th and March 19th here in the city of Tallahassee. So if you want to come out to that, please reach out to our production manager so you can get more info, or you can reach out to Goddess of Clean. I'm sponsoring our ticket drive for this. But in due of body empowerment, I was sitting down the other day, and I was having a meeting. Matter of fact, I was having a meeting with CJ. We were having one of our morning briefings. And one of the topics when I do life coach activities when I'm at work is I come up with different activities to help people just get through things. And for those people who love language is power of touch, for those of you who do not like to be touched, this next statement is not for you. Let me go ahead and give the disclaimer there, because some people be like, that ain't for me, I don't care about all that, and da 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 da. Some things are not for you, okay? So I'm not looking for the people who don't like to be touched. This is for the people who like to be touched and have no problem with being touched. And it's the power of holding hands. Sometimes when you go through things physically and metaphysically, we need to hold hands. Sometimes mentally or emotionally, as you're going through things, you need to talk to somebody on the phone as you go through that, as if they're holding your hand and walking you through the process. Sometimes you need to hold hands. When you're walking your kids across the street and you want to make sure that your kids are safe and that your kids get to where they need to get to, you hold their hand. There's power in that. We have begun to push ourselves away from each other so much that we have forgotten where there's power. There is power in hand holding. There is power in being the person who is willing to allow someone to hold your hand. That person who's reaching out and needs your hand, there's a reason that they're reaching for you. And the power that comes from you being able to extend your hand and give full energy, full attention, full autonomy to somebody is more powerful than you may know. And we'll be right back after this quick commercial break. I'm Trying to rap in the background. I told him we was done. CJ, I told him we was done.
He ain't want to stop.
You see what happened when you bring them gangsters out? They just don't know how to behave. They just want to keep doing stuff. You said stop. Like, you ever been on a date with a dude and he just keep touching you and you have to actually pop his hand?
Yeah.
Like, sir, I've already said. And this is what dudes don't. Let me help some dudes out. This is what y'all don't understand. If she's already said stop the first time, stop. That don't mean she was like, stop, ooh, I want you to do it again. Because, like, listen, some of the chicks I know might actually elbow you in the jaw a little bit, like if you lean in, like, the wrong way the next time. Like, it'd be accident on purpose. I'm like, oh, chin check. Oh, sorry, my bad. All right, y'all, we got to get into our next segment. Our next segment is sponsored by none other than Of the Spirit. Of the Spirit, you can find on Facebook and Instagram. Type in Of the and Spirit, all separate words. You'll see a nice, beautiful candle with a logo on there that says Of the Spirit. Go check them out. They do all things knick-knacky of the spirit. So bowls, barrettes, flowers for your hair, different trinkets of the spirit, just so you can feel a little bit good about yourself. They also make homemade candles, waxes, and other things of that nature. So that's Of the Spirit. Go follow them on Instagram or Facebook. All right, guys, y'all know what time it is. We got to get into what day it is. Y'all ready for this?
Let's do it.
Ooh, we got it in unison. Listen, you know, it's nothing like a good, never mind, I'm going to be quiet. Some of these dudes ain't never had one of those before. They be trying to set them up, and they don't even, never mind, I'm going to behave. My mama say don't be grown all the time. Sometimes you got to give them a little imagination.
If you don't have nothing nice to say.
I mean, I wasn't going to say nothing nice. I just like to say it naked.
Well, that's true.
Get it spicy. Oh, let's do what day it is. Today is National Sock Day. I like socks, but I only like ankle socks.
I love socks, all kinds of socks.
You a sock whore?
Yeah. I got ankle socks. I got long socks. I got thigh-high socks. I got socks.
Yeah, you and the production manager and y'all sock game. Y'all, listen, I don't know. I'm not a sock guy. Like, give me a good pair of useful socks, and I'm happy because I only want to put on socks when I need to use them. Other than that, I like to be naked. So, well, listen, I'm not a fan of nothing that got to cover my body. Coco, you like socks?
I mean, the way I view socks is way different than how everybody else views socks.
Ma'am, I'm so afraid to even ask, but the curious mind of me says, why not? Go. How do you use socks?
Because it depends on what personality you're going to portray.
You know what?
We're
going to do the next day because I'm not even going to go down that rabbit hole with her. I see where that's going to go. You're not going to leave me there. I've been drinking. All right.
It's all CJ's fault. It's all CJ's fault. She did.
How is it my fault?
It's your
fault. What did CJ do?
She was sexy. That's what happened.
With socks on?
Yes.
You know what? That's crazy because I used to have this old saying. Matter of fact, Coco probably has heard this. Nothing better than a woman butt naked with ankle socks on.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying it.
From like 14 to like 28, like that was my thing. Like that was one of my lines. Anybody who knows me during that time period will tell you, yeah, I've heard that one before. And if I really like her, then I probably wanted her to be butt naked with ankle socks and an apron on, baking something. Eventually, she got to take the oven. Anyways, we got to finish what day it is. I can't go down this rabbit hole with y'all. Today is also National Dice Day. Now, I don't know why America even participates in a dice day because dice get you shot and killed in most cities. So how dice made it to this list, I'm thrilled. Like, go ahead.
Everybody,
you said
dice, like
shooting crap
dice.
Yeah.
National Dice Day. Yep. You heard it, right? Hey, so listen, okay. if you got a boo out there who shoot dice, you should at least got him a new pair today. Today his day. Or her day, because, well, I know a couple of chicks that can throw some dice and probably punch and beat your ass at the same. Never mind. We're going to move on. Today is also National Cookie Day. So shout out to, you know, when next week when we go to New Orleans, I'm bringing y'all some cookies.
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to be high as shit.
Oh, I can't with her.
I'm going to eat all the cookies.
I can't with her. I cannot with her. All right, that concludes all of today. We're going to also do tomorrow's day. Tomorrow is National, what the hell is that? Satcher Tort Day? I don't know what that is. Production manager, you got to give me whatever that is because I have no idea what a Satcher Tort Day is. That sounds like it should be something constitutional or legally, so I'm going to just move on. Tomorrow's also National Repeal Day. So if there's something you need to repeal, you can repeal it tomorrow. Tomorrow's National Repeal Day. For all of y'all who got kids who think they ninjas or got adult delusional people who think they ninjas, tomorrow's also International Ninja Day. So for all your ninjas that people who think they ninjas or who lied to you and told you that they, oh, the fuck, I have never known that this day exists, but this last one has got me hyped. Oh, I don't want that. That sounds, that look like tiramisu. Okay, so sacre torte it's a cake-ish. It's not the type of cake I would want to eat or make. Sachet torte, I don't want it. She can sachet her ass on down the street as far as I'm concerned. Tomorrow is also, I can't wait to kick Lizzie back out the house tomorrow. Tomorrow is National Bathtub Party Day. So here's what I want you to do. If you're listening to this, if you are a member of Deluxe, tomorrow I want you to reach out to one of the members and I want you to take a great bath day, and we're going to make it a party tomorrow, since tomorrow is bathtub party day. So we will have a bathtub party. We will have a private group chat, and everybody who is participating in the private bathtub party, we will all go together at the same time. I think that would be fun. I think that would be really, really interesting, and it'd be something to do. So we're going to lighten the mood and do something different with a national day, and next December 5th, we have to actually have a bathtub party. I don't know where, how, and why, but next year we're booking for Deluxe, for our private membership, we're booking a bathtub party somewhere. So the holiday party might be a little early next year because we're going to do a bathtub party next year. Oh, also, guys, next Sunday, before we go on our next commercial break, we will not be here. We will be in New Orleans. Coco and CJ and myself and the rest of our group, we will be in New Orleans for next weekend for our annual holiday party. So, sorry guys, there will be no show next weekend. So next Sunday, again, please be prepared that there will be no show. That's December the 11th, no show, because we will not be here. As the police used to say, we will be indisposed.
I didn't say it. I was thinking it. I did not say it.
What was you thinking?
CJ knows what I was thinking.
Oh, Lord. I can't. I don't even know why I entertain y'all two. All right, guys. We're going to be right back after this quick commercial break while Coco get herself and her panty liners together.
Just give me the light. 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 Just give me the I got to know. Good idea, protector. You fulfill every sector. Every man around them wants to your inspector. You know, let them sense you know, grill you with the lecture. For the boys, you know, that you will inspector. Them are inspector. This is collector. The for them, I go like them walk some wreck, yeah. Don't know the part which got in your center. But you know, you're not letting them guide the affect you. Just give me the light and pass the job. Tell me the light and I got to know. Which one is going to get my I'm gonna get my blood, 'cause I'm in a bad mood.
Ready to get coming up. But before we do that, we need to let you know that this next segment is brought to you by D Oils. If you have experienced the scent of smelling great, smelling awesome, being awesome, then you should be experiencing D Oils. You can find them on Facebook. You can find them on Facebook. You can find them on Facebook. That's D apostrophe Oils. Or you can go to the search bar and put D Oils 15, and that will take you directly to our page. So go follow D Oils and get your shea butters, smell goods, incense, sugar scrubs, and all other products right off of D Oils. All right, so let's keep it moving because we've got to get into our next segment. And the next segment is a great segment because it is one of the segments that I like the most, and it is birthdays. Pop it. Get it. Twerk it. I don't know. For me, I'm just, when I was single, I just feel like as a single person, your birthday should just be a whore experience. Like, you're just not supposed to be sober, and you're supposed to do dumb shit that you got, like, okay, I'm the only person like that. I'm sorry, y'all. I'll do better in life. I thought that's how we were supposed to be adults. Everybody just like, no, you by yourself.
I did out before.
I mean, I can't say nothing. I'm that person that if you have me as a server and it's your bar, like your birthday, and you come to my bar, I'm getting you fucked up. Like, I will get random tables to buy you drinks.
Oh, no.
So you're coming to my birthday.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I usually ask people, do you want dark liquor or light liquor? And they're like, huh? Just pick one. You get one or the other. Well, oh, yeah, I do have some people that do both, and then I get them fucked up.
See, that's why when we do that's why when we do all our private events, that's why you always my server.
That's because you like my drinks.
Well, no, I just like that you come tied in nothing but rope.
I actually want to do an event where all the servers and bartenders are tied up in rope.
Cool. Let me know when you want to do that.
Like,
as
their uniform. So.
When are we doing that? When do you want to do that?
You pick an event, and I will decorate it. However.
Masquerade ball.
Ooh. I can work with that. Oh.
Cool. All right, guys, let's do birthdays before we go way down a rabbit hole because I know us, and when all of us start talking and our personalities start doing that weird thing that it does when us three get together, we're going to go ahead and move on to birthdays. So today is December the 4th. Y'all didn't tell me it was my birthday.
Oh,
Oh, I had a song for the next break. The next song is going to hold. We got to push that back. Like, I'm sorry, y'all people that was going to be coming on at 10 o'clock. I got to do hold. No, actually, you know what? I'm going to leave hold for the end of the show. I'm going to let hold. I'm going to play one of my favorite hold songs to close out the show. Happy birthday to Hov, born 1960. God damn, that nigga old as fuck. But Hov about a billion now. Shit. Okay, I see you, Hov. I don't like her. I'm sorry. I know a lot of people do, but I'm not a fan of Tyra Banks. Is she a celebrity? Has she done what she needed to do? But I don't like her. She's one of those Sagittarius. I know if we was probably friends in real life, like, I wouldn't like her. There's some Sagittariuses I get along with, and there's the other ones. She's one of them other ones. I don't like. She would be born on the same day as Orlando Brown. You see where it's coming together. Christopher B. Duncan, if you don't remember him, that was the dude. What was his name? Jeffrey? Godfrey? He was one of them dudes. He was the dude, the show with Jamie Foxx. He was the other dude. Braxton. You know, he was one of them freeze. You know, one of them freeze. One of them freeze. You know. Also, today's birthday for Angel Rice. CJ, stop laughing in the background. Let me get through this. Stop laughing. Stop laughing at me. Also, Tony Todd. That is the scariest nigga that ever lived in my life. In my lifetime. I don't know. If y'all don't know who Tony Todd is, go look him up. But for me, almost every role that he has ever played has scared the shit at me at some point in my younger life. That dude, he is the scariest black man in history. As a matter of fact, I'm just going to give him that award. Scariest nigga ever. You don't have to like it. You don't have to agree with it. But go look him up. Go see who he is before you disagree with me. Before you start throwing random names out there, I guarantee you, this motherfucker, when you start realizing what he did for a living, is in your top five. All right? Joshua Osei, not sure. His birthday is also today. I don't even know who that dude is, so we're going to skip him looking like Bubblicious. Nefertiti Pugh's birthday is also today. I don't know who she is, but happy birthday, love. And then tomorrow, as we get ready to start the week, if you support these people, know these people, like these people, Paula Patton's birthday is tomorrow. Lauren London's birthday. That's just her name. I know who she is, but we just going to forever just call her Nunu. It's just easier that way. Y'all understand her better that way. Nunu's birthday is December 5th. Carrie Hilson's birthday, December 5th. Michelle Denise Toussaint's birthday is December 5th. Oh, I'm sorry, Michelle. That's her whole name? Never realized that was her whole name. Lil Richard. Listen, at the end of the day, they can call that man whatever they want to, but I love me some Lil Richard. That man. If y'all don't know Little Richard's work, I'm going to say that. You can say what you want to about him, but you better go back and listen to that man's work, his body of music, and his range. This is what people don't realize. His range of music that he did during his time of making and producing and doing what he did in the music studio is amazing. Like, I don't think he gets enough credit. I know people like him for his flamboyancy and all the other things, but you might want to go look at his record and his hits. There is substance behind it. Sorry for the rant, but, like, I always feel some type of way because I think he gets overlooked for some other entertainers at times. That's just my personal opinion. Ross Bagley's birthday is tomorrow. I don't know who that is. Josh Smith's birthday is tomorrow. Anthony Marshall's birthday is tomorrow. Adolf Caesar. If you don't know who Sarge is, you might want to go look up Adolf Caesar. That man played the hell out of Sarge in that role. He played that part. On the 6th, we have the Les Twins. For all of you dancers who love to dance, on the 6th, I would recommend, if you are a dancer and you love to dance, sit at me on something of you dancing on the 6th. So either me or DJ's Roundtable, at us so we can see you, and I'll give you a shout out on Wednesday's show. Donnell Rollins' birthday. Donnell Rollins is funny as fuck. I think he's another one of those underrated comedians who do a lot of background stuff and a lot of spot work, but that he funny. Like, go peep him. He's been funny in a lot of different ways and a lot of different roles. Katie Albrecht's birthday is also on the 6th. Another one of those just classically gorgeous, beautiful women. If you don't know who she is, just go look her up. She's just classically gorgeous and beautiful, always has been. Millie Davis' birthday is also on the 6th. Giannis Antetokounmpo's birthday is on the 6th. A Boogie with a Hoodie? Who the hell is that? CJ, I mean, he closer to y'all's generation. Who is that? A Boogie with a Hoodie?
I have no clue.
I don't know that nigga either. So his birthday is also tomorrow. Also, we got a couple of special birthdays. Let's give a special birthday tomorrow. Mr. Walter Smith Jr., a.k.a. DJ Walt Love out of Miami. He would have been 58 tomorrow, so happy heavenly birthday to Mr. Smith. Also, happy birthday today to my uncle Clarence Baptiste. His birthday is today. And over this past weekend, my Aunt Teresa's birthday was also this weekend. So give it up to my Aunt Teresa and my Uncle Clarence. Happy birthday to both of those beautiful and amazing people. We are getting ready to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we are going to get into our main topic of tonight. And it will be hosted by none other than me, Dr. Feelgood. And our topic for tonight is what's being said versus what's being heard. Relationship comprehension. I'm going to say it one more time before we slide up out of here, because I want y'all to hear this. I want you to understand it. The topic is, what's being said versus what's being heard? Relationship comprehension. I need you to go send that to a couple of people that you talk to, that you know, that needs to hear this conversation, that might want to participate in this conversation. If you'd like to participate, the number is 319-527-6703. Again, the number is 319-527-6703. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when I tell you I do mean quick, we are going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to get into this deep and impactful topic tonight. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Everybody in the club, no whistle, what's the value twerk? Go ahead and start. What's the value twerk?
Everybody
in the club, know what's up. That's why you twerk, go ahead and start. That's why you twerk, everybody in the club, know what's up. That's why you twerk, go ahead and start. That's why you twerk, where them hoes that matter me a sticky. I think they all dance that club leaky. Know where them hoes will be spitting that game. I think they all dance at the blue flame. Know where them hoes will be hard to be shaking. I think they all dance at the father lady. I know some shake up booty hoes, no teaser. Man, I see when y'all are fast leader. Know where them bitches that be fucking so them titties. I think they all dance at the medicine. I know some hoes that be fucking take over. You got that green on the screen, that's broken. Know where them hoes will be about that season. I think they all dance at the season. Know where them hoes will be about that season. I think they all dance at the bike camp. Say them niggas in the club wanna hate. Wanna send the pussy, never wanna pay. I say it's all the fuck that nigga do your thing. I see you caught by the side, keep spraying. It's about the dollar bills, please, peppermint. Some hoes represent for the rent. In the booty club and you get some money spent. And you bet your mama nappy when you wear it. Everybody in the club know what's up. What's the price of twerk? Go ahead and start. Everybody.
All right, y'all. Y'all give CJ a minute to catch her breath.
First off, I didn't even dance that hard this time.
Oh, this time? This time.
This time.
Listen, you notice I played the remix, right?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you got to listen. Me and the production man were talking about, listen, there's something about the remixes in our generation. Like, the original songs is great, but the remixes is everything.
The remixes.
Listen, we did some remixes. Real, real disrespectful. All right, y'all, let's go ahead and get into this because I got the beautiful ladies with me. I got the Southern Belles tonight. So I know this is going to be a wonderful topic of conversation because I want their input, not just, this is not a one-sided conversation. This is not just Big Bap or Dr. Feelgood's opinion. This is a roundtable discussion tonight. So we're talking about, and I want you guys to hear this again, what's being said versus what's being heard, relationship comprehension. One of the things I personally feel like when we do relationship comprehension or even when we do comprehension of words and communication is I always believe that in order to have great comprehension, you have to understand how you plan on having that conversation. And when I say that, there's two ways to have a conversation, in my opinion. There is the gathering of information to hear what's being said, to attempt to understand what's being said. And then there is the attempt to hear to respond. And oftentimes what we don't understand is those two ideas and characteristics are not the same when taken in a conversation. Because what most people don't understand, in order to be an effective conversationalist, you must be first a great active listener. I'm dropping some nuggets real quick. I'm not going to go and give you all the other hyperboles and the highlights and make this drawn out to pacify needs, emotions, or understanding tonight. We're going to jump into it and get real deep, real fast, real quick. Hey, it's like a vagina that you wasn't ready for. Just hold on, sir. We're getting in there real fast. Like she invited you over at 9 o'clock, 9:08. Y'all naked and bumping ugly. We going that fast. Let's go. When you're having a conversation, the precipice of being effective means you have to listen and listen to have a ear to understand. I didn't say a mind. I didn't say a heart. I didn't say an emotion. I didn't say a feeling. I said an ear. Make a circle around your ear while you're sitting here listening to me. Take your finger, put it in the top of the earlobe, and make a circle all the way around your ear so you can understand what we're talking about right there. To hear. Not to process yet. Not to give it to your brain. Not to hear it. To receive. To be the receiver of the message. You have to have a willingness, a desire, a want to hear it. The hardest things in relationships, we don't want to hear our mate. She's nagging. She said that yesterday. He said that 2 weeks ago. Yeah, he said I probably should have. Yeah. See, we don't want to hear. First, you have to want to hear. Yes, love, you have my attention. Please say what it was that you said earlier. I missed it. See, there's a want there. There's a desire to receive the message, to hear it, to want to receive it. It's there. So first we have to do that. You have to build the desire to hear it, the want to hear it. Then once you hear it, you have to be able to compartmentalize whom they're speaking to. You don't realize in someone's life, you play a multitude of partners to them. To some, you are their spouse. To some, you are their mother. To some, you are their drill sergeant. To some, you are their best friend. To some, you are their therapist. To some, you are their big sister or big brother or little sister. You play a multitude of relationships with a single person. So when they are listening or when they're speaking to you and you are listening, you need to be receptive of whom they're talking to. Your spouse may need you to have a mindset of a friend versus being her husband. She may need you to be the big brother in the situation when hearing her so you can understand where she's coming from. See, when you're the listener, it's the hardest skill because you have to lose a little bit of you. You have to let a little bit of you go. You have to understand where that person's coming from. And I always like to start with the listener because it's the hardest one to grasp. Ladies, in your relationships that you've been in, whether it's friend, family, relationship, how hard has it been for you to hear them at times? And what are some barriers that caused you not to hear them?
Them yelling.
Ooh, yelling is a big barrier for relationships. Any other?
For me, it would be sarcasm.
Sarcasm is another. Sarcasm deals a lot with tone and pitch. Control, flexion. For those of you who are singers or have done anything musically, tone, pitch, flexion, diction, all of those things go with sarcasm. All those things also play a part in yelling. You have to get to a point where you're numbing yourself to who you want to be when you're dealing with someone. Yes, do you want to yell? Yes, do you want to be angry? Yes, do you want to be pissed off? All of those things may be true in the situation, but none of those things are going to give you an adept mindset to hear what's being said to you. When you're going through those barriers and those barriers of not being able to hear those persons because of those barriers, what's the first thing that comes to play for you, Coco. So what was your barrier, Coco?
Yelling.
Yelling. So when someone's yelling for you, Coco, what, how does that block you from hearing them? What does it do to you? What, talk us through that a little bit.
It pretty much puts me in a offensive mode and numbs me to pretty much wanting to even listen to anything you have to say to me. Like, it makes me feel like you don't respect me enough to talk to me in a calm voice, that I shouldn't, you know, give you any respect to even hear what you have to say since you respect me.
And see, guys, notice she said a calm voice, because notice she didn't have any adverse statements towards sternness, directness. It was the yelling. It was the manner of the delivery. Not the word. The manner. Sometimes the delivery can be so off-putting that you can sever the ties of the effective communication. Everything that you could have been saying could have been the most important things that that person needed to hear, but because you disconnected them from the conversation. See, sometimes we don't believe that we have power in things. And so the yelling disconnected or severed a comprehensive relationship to be able to gather the information that needed to be gathered, so that could have been an effective conversation. Because now you no longer want to hear. Now you no longer want to participate. Now you no longer want to be there. Think about it. Think about it as adults. Those of us who are adults should be here. And those who are in situations where we live with or around or near our family because we have certain lifestyle changes. It may have been better for you to go back home. Your parents may be at an age where they need you to come back home. As we get older, life happens. Things happen. So think about those parents. I brief this to parents more than I brief this to anyone else. They're not going to hear you because you're yelling. When a child from the time a child is a teenager going forward, yelling is no longer effective. It'll startle an adolescent and below. A teenager and above, yelling doesn't necessarily have a good or negative impact on anyone. Not because yelling can't get you what you need and it can't get you an end result or desire that you're looking for, but what it doesn't get you is it doesn't get you the satisfaction of fulfilling what it is that you need to feel in this situation, which is having an effective connection to your partner. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to get on the other side of this topic after this quick commercial break, so we'll be right back right after this.
Like a billionaire, hustle till I die, or suck a
gotta put it down. 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Keep licks like I'm playing the guitar. What it sound like money, what it look like money, what it feel like money, what it feel like money. I gotta teach they bring it back. Gotta teach them bring it back. Gotta teach they bring it back. Gotta teach them bring it back. Gotta teach they bring it back. Gotta teach them bring it back. Gotta teach they bring it back. Gotta teach them bring it back. Look, I smell, I taste, I want to get the beat. People take it, try to taste. Probably this morning, I get it out, big side, on it, good, plus a dollar, call it, I damn it, I got it on flip side, flip side, big, 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 throw me them chain, right about the 10 francs, tell them, don't you keep around, I be in the crowd, get them, with them sweat, you do want to make a face, time, get them, fight to lose time, get them, able, been the trash, get them, 100,000 for the trash, man, I'm a fan, man, that's an even worse trick, I'm a cheese, and I, that's what I used to fuck with. What it sound like? Sound like money, like money. What it look like? Look like money, like money. What it feel like? Feel like money, like money. What it feel like? I gotta see they bring it back. 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 So what you can bring it back.
Favorite songs right there, CJ. They don't even know I be bumping that one right now. I be bumping that one hard right now. Hey guys, real quick before we get into our next segment, have you guys ever needed to be fingerprinted? If you're going to college for certain jobs, if you're looking for certain things, fingerprinting is something that's now being required to be licensed in certain career fields. Tailored Services at www.tailoredservices.us. specializes in fingerprinting. You can have a high-quality live scan fingerprinting service, even with a tailored specific account for wide ranges of small business, state agencies, programs such as internships for nursing, education for students, and various other industry needs for fingerprinting. Our devices and our Aqua Clearing Photo are compliant with the FDLE standards. That is tailoredservices.us. For fingerprinting, they have offices in Tallahassee and Altamont Springs, which services the greater area of Orlando. That is www.tailoredservices.us. All right, guys, let's get back into this topic because now I want to hit it from another direction. I don't want to hit it from the direction of the listener anymore. I want to talk about what's being said. And this is important. I need people to understand the listener's job is absolutely the hardest because it is hard, and I need you to hear this. It is hard to listen to someone and not respond. Like in my relationship, we have a rule. One of our rules in our relationship is we have what's called a crucial conversation rule, okay? And so doing crucial conversation, and I mean this is a conversation that you need to be heard, but you are the speaker, not the listener. You are the speaker. You enact the crucial conversation rule, and our crucial conversation rule is this: that you must take at least 24 hours before you are able to respond to the statement. Because what's being said is delicate, is sensitive information, and I need you to hear it. I need you to process it. I need you to not come from a place of hurt. I need you to not come from a place of attack. The messenger is responsible for delivering the message in a way that it can be heard and comprehended. It is your responsibility to use language that is clear, concise, understandable. It is your job to ensure that the message that you're trying to convey, listen, somebody Google that word for me real quick, convey, because I don't think people understand the word convey. It's important that you convey a message that can be understood. Some of you are having conversations with people and you're talking over them, or you're talking beneath them, or you're talking around them, but you're not talking to them. They're in the room and you're telling them about everything that has nothing to do with them, but want a reaction and a response from them. Talk to them. Hey, Johnny, can I ask you a question about this? Yes, Johnny. Johnny sits down and Johnny listens. Because Johnny knew the subject matter. Johnny understood the intent of the conversation. Y'all get in conversations and say, hey, babe, I just wanted to ask you about, you know, did you go to the grocery store today? And then all of a sudden it's like, yeah, I went to the grocery store. And then he's sidebarred with 19 other conversations that you want to have about how if he had time to go to the grocery store, he had time to do, but you asked him one question. You baited him into a question that you knew what your intent was. You knew what you intended to get out of the conversation. Who's speaking, what they're saying, how they're saying it is just as important. If it's a triggering conversation, you can't go knowing that the person you're going to have a conversation with is likely to be triggered, and don't try to taper the conversation. But don't taper the conversation and talking around them. Taper the conversation and letting them know that it's critical, letting them know that it's important. If y'all are going to sit down and talk about budget and your spouse is anxious about budget, don't attack them with the budget. Empower them with the budget. Make the budget meeting a friendly endeavor. We do it all the time. My spouse will tell you she doesn't like talking about the budget. Hey, you take care of the bills. But I've empowered her to have a wonderful conversation about the budget. So it can be a duality process. As we pay the bills, as we take care of our life, as we take care of the things that we need to take care of, no one person supersedes the other. It's a duality. Because what's being said, it's a triggering conversation for the person who's hearing it. So I'm giving it in a way that it will unarm the person that's going to be triggered. Not that they're still not going to be triggered. They're still going to. I have friends right now that every time that they travel and they go get on a plane, I have to talk to them from the time that they leave their house to the time that they land in the city that they're going to be in. Because once they're set to travel, they know they don't like to travel. They know they don't like crowded spaces like airports. They know they don't like being in the air and not having control over the plane. See, each person is different. Everyone's going to have a different anxiety for a different situation for a different reason. But if they convey the message clearly, you can understand as the listener what you're being told. You can understand the importance of what's being asked of you. Ladies, what's the hardest thing that you've ever had to convey to someone?
That I wanted to end a relationship.
That's a strong one. And how did you go about conveying that? Like, what was, how did you gather the wherewithal to have an effective conversation with them?
Pretty much told them that I need to talk to them and that we both need to sit down, no phones, no TV, like no nothing, just me and them, because I had something that I wanted to say and I needed them to actually hear what I was saying, not just looking at me and pretending like they were listening to what I was saying.
Mm. Because you needed the directness so you could have the undivided attention.
Mm-hmm.
Because the noise of everything else before didn't allow the conversation to be had. And there were conversations that obviously, as we get to that point, were missed. And we have those. There's no perfect relationship. Ooh, let me take a drink on that one. That one made my throat hurt. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Ooh. Thank you, Uppity Edibles, for the hot toddy tonight, because, ooh, my throat just needed this. We got fresh lemon in here. Some something dark that's honey, and some tea.
I just might have to go make me one.
Yeah, you know this hot toddy season. Listen, if you don't got a hot toddy recipe, please follow DJ's Roundtable production manager. Throw them a couple of hot toddy recipes up there because you gotta have a good hot toddy in your life. I'm a believer in that. But we're gonna take a quick commercial break. So I can go get my throat back together because all of a sudden I guess a frog decided to jump in my throat. And then we're going to come back and wrap up this topic and close out the rest of our show because we have other things that we need to get into tonight. So we're going to be right back after this quick commercial break. Ooh, we got a second song from them tonight. Ooh, damn, they must be in my spirit animal today. So we're going to cue this up and we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
I know I be playing, but set aside the bullshit. I'm a grown ass man. Don't you understand that I love the book? Then I hit it from the back and put your ass in the book. Scream your song to what's up. What in the world? When y'all dead to the stuff, I'm simply trying to bust up. The temperature's rising. Reaching the bed, the eyes begin to roll in the back of your head. Baby, can't go with the loud noise, the sound of you screaming. Turn me on, cause it sounds like you're speaking. Hear my name constantly, saying that it keep fucking me. Hear that how you want it on, guess you keep loving it. Put your blade down, boom, the bedroom, do it right. And it just might be a long night. All right, now be quiet. You don't want them to hear us outside. Let me get on bottom while you ride.
Oh, that's what's going down tonight. Let me do the firelight. Moving for you. Oh, oh, oh. All between the sheets, baby. I want to drive you crazy.
Because I know it probably smelled like funk, cigars, blunts, Timberlands, you know, because that, you know, that was that season where everybody thought they were supposed to buy some Timberlands when it got cold. I don't know why the fuck, niggas. Like, niggas in hot spaces in Miami talking about, ooh, bro, I got to go get the new Timberlands. Nigga, why? It is 88 in December. You don't need no Timberlands, sir. But you know what? I hated that song when it was popular. And let me tell you why. There was absolutely nothing worse than going to the club when that song was popular, because you done worked out all fucking night, if you understand our party music, during this time frame. So you done twerked, bent over, get it on the floor, all of that shit all night, and then they want to put this song on either last or next to last, and now your sweaty ass hot body gotta go now press up on some chick and now talk about, ooh, we going home to get, man, don't play this shit at the end of the motherfucking club night, bruh. I cussed out every motherfucking DJ. I think I was in Germany when this song came out. I cussed out every fucking DJ who played this song at the end of the night. Like, I think it was to the band where I got kicked out of two clubs. We're not going to talk about that. I'm banned from two clubs in Germany because I actually fought security on purpose. Like, I'm special. Don't judge me. Judge your mama. But yeah, because like, what you're not going to do is you're not going to just play. You just can't play. Like, you gotta get that while we still at the beginning stages of the club, DJ man. Like, when I still look good, my cologne still fresh, you gotta let me whisper her song in her ear early. And then we ain't even gonna play the whisper song because, you know, nigga, you know, first of all, I don't even understand how y'all females didn't punch some niggas when the whisper song was out, because I know some of them niggas had halitosis. Like, listen, your whole ear on fucking fire while that nigga in there just, let me whisper some of this diet. Like, nigga, if you don't get your hot breathed ass off of me that had 38 Long Island iced teas. Now you want to be slobbering and whispering and spitting in my ear in the club. I don't see how y'all did it. I would have been, listen, it should have been more fights in the club, because I can promise you right now, niggas should have been beat up. I'm sorry, y'all. I just, that Yin Yang Twins just bring something back from my youth experience as being an adult, and I just feel like I wasn't drunk or high enough for that shit.
Accurate
statement.
What we went through in our 20s, like, I'm sorry. I need a do-over, because I don't think I did my 20s right. Y'all was disrespectful to a lot of people. Like, I just don't see how we – some of y'all should have went to jail a little bit more often. If we had the same laws now 20 years ago, some of y'all be in jail already.
Mm-hmm. The smacking on the ass to say hello. Like, I hated that shit.
Man, okay, you got a little teardrop booty though. You got to understand, it's smackable.
But that's because I'm tiny.
So who can't get mad? Like, listen, ma'am, hitting you was like sending something out of space. It's pew, okay, go, let it go.
Hey, but like, I'd be better like buy me, walk up to me and ask if you can buy me a shot. Like, at least tell me your name first before you attempt to, like, touch me.
Oh, be like the dude that comes sit his dick on your shoulder, be like, hey, what you doing later? Like, sir, like, I need to feel your whole dick against my shoulder. Like, can you back the fuck up so I can look you in your face and have a conversation? Hey.
Yeah, like.
It's okay. You know, here's the thing. Here's the thing about where we are today. Women are empowered now to say what they need to say, want to say, and desire to say. And you know what I say? More power to them. Let them express themselves. If you want to be creative with who you are, be creative. Some of y'all take that shit a little too far, and some of y'all as friends is not doing some of y'all female friends justice and cutting some of the dumb shit out, but you do need to express yourself. Everyone should express themselves. I tell people all the time, I am an absolute definition classical nudist. I prefer to be naked at all times, and I like the people around me to be naked at all times. Now, what people don't understand is they want to put a period there and make it seem like after that, say, that means that person is sexual. And the word nudist has nothing to do with sex. The word nudist says that person likes to be naked, which means absent of clothes and things covering its body. It didn't say anything about lust. It didn't say anything about sex. It didn't say anything about desire. It didn't say anything about appetite. We don't listen to understand. Some of y'all are listening to respond, listening to interpret, listening to be empaths, listening to be God, listening to be judge, listening to be jury, listening to be executioner, but you're not listening to understand. I love Coco because Coco is great with her hands. Coco can look at something and she can take her hands and she can make it happen. From her eyes to her hands, she can make it happen in a lot of different directions. I love Coco. If you have not experienced this Coco's hands, if Coco's hands haven't touched you, you haven't been blessed. Not everybody has that type of touch. Not everyone gets to touch me. I'm not a big fan of random people touching me. Coco will tell you that. She'll tell you, nah, everybody, she's seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't touch me. I'd rather you not.
Karate chops.
But my love language is touch. If that's your love language, see, what people don't understand, you're protective of the things that you value. I value Coco. I'm protective of her. I value CJ. I'm protective of her. I value my children. I'm protective of them. I value my spouse. I'm protective of them. I done seen people damn near destroy their whole lives to take care and protect their best friend, but their best friend is that far down the list. See, my best friend on my list is probably like number 33, if we be technical. And that's Tanya, but I will have a whole hostage situation to make sure my best friend is protected, and her children, and her spouse, and her family. Give things that deserve validation, but get off the phone with them people that, listen, let me give y'all a good history, a good lesson real quick. It's not even history, that's modern day. Stop giving people who are taking the best of you and destroying it their time. Y'all are talking to people who want to get y'all on the phone to talk about the problems in their life, but these same people ain't never picking up the phone to tell you about the goodness. They're not picking up the phone in the morning and calling you and saying, hey, I was just thinking of you. See, I get called weird all the time because, see, I reach out to people and I say, hey, you crossed my mind. Oh, you thought about me after all these years? Yes, I did. But, hey, if it's a problem, I won't anymore. See, I'm not going back and forth with you in this season. I'm giving you my raw, pure, unadulterated love. And if people don't want to accept your pure, raw, unadulterated love, leave them there and go give it to people who want your pure, raw, unadulterated love. Because love costs nothing. To give someone your undivided attention costs nothing. To give them a word of encouragement costs nothing. To smile at them costs nothing. But we wake up in the day and we're smug, we're condescending, we're disrespectful, we're petty, we're grudgeful, we're vengeful, we're spiteful. Stop letting people bring out the worst in you just because all they got left in them is the worst of them. If your friend's been doing the same thing for 15 years, that's who they are. Stop making excuses for their behavior. If you can't love yourself enough to say enough is enough, it's your fault. And I'm not victim blaming. I'm telling you, it is time for some of you to have enough is enough conversation. Ma'am, sir, if you don't want to get your shit together today, then we're not going to be able to do this. You can do this, but I'm going to remove myself. That's an empowerment statement. That's not a putting that person down because you're giving them the opportunity to choose something different. But see, after you give them the opportunity, listen to the operative word, opportunity to do something different. If they continue to walk in the same path, then you have to remind them that it's now time to go back to the original clause in the statement. I told you if we continued, we have continued. So now it's time for me to remove myself. That's not being mean. That's not being petty. That's not being spiteful. That's empowering yourself to do something different. Because it's not about doing bad by yourself, because I've never done bad by myself. By myself, I have increased. By myself, I have restored. By myself, I have renewed. By myself, I have prospered. By myself, I have educated. With you, I had to stop. With you, I had to die. With you, I had to submit. With you, but where's the growth? Where's the elevation? Where's the newness? Who are you? What do you want? What do you believe in? And if you believe in God, Allah, spirit, man, self, there has to be a depiction of you that makes you want to be, do, live, have better. It starts with your lips. It starts with your mind. It starts with your heart. It starts with your spirit. It starts with your energy. Y'all are giving everybody who don't deserve the best of you, and you're telling the people who deserve the best of you to take the leftovers. When do you get to live and be a part of the best part of your life? What does the best part of your life look like? What does it feel like? What does it smell like? What does it taste like? Because the one thing that I do when I get around people is I give them access to options. The first thing that you guys want to do when you get into relationships is you want to take away access to options. You no longer have the access to grow. You no longer have the access to pursue. You no longer have the access to gain. It's not just a man's statement. That's not just a woman's statement. That statement is gender neutral. How do you empower yourself and your relationship is critical. We are getting into situationships instead of relationships. And a relationship is how two things, concepts, person, place, idea, operate together. Can you live together? Can you manifest together? Can you believe together? Can you leave a legacy of life, abundancy, and greatness behind you in the current surrounding of relationships that you have? And if the answer is no, baby, it is time for you to relook at your relationship spectrum. Relationship is not being comprehended. You need to look at yourself, but you also need to look at the partners that are in that relationship and decide, is this worth it? Killing yourself just to be married, killing yourself just to stay with your baby mama or baby daddy, killing yourself to please your parents, killing yourself to please your grandparents, killing yourself to please your children cannot be the status quo of your life. There has to be a desire to be greater than pleasing others. You have to get to a point where there is a desire to live for yourself and be great for you. To live for you. To want for you. Because when those people die, when those people choose to move on, when those people choose to be busy by someone else, when they choose to give someone else that time, that attention, you can't shrink. You can't die. You can't be depressed because all you have in your life is them. I love Lizzie Bapp with the forefront of all of my attention. If you've ever watched me be a father, I've been a great father to all of my children. If you've ever watched me be a husband, I've attempted to be a great husband to every wife that I've ever been married to. What I have not done is I have not died to those relationships. Everyone's willing to die. My question for you tonight is, what are you willing to live for? I live for my wife. I live for my children. I live for my businesses. I live for my goals. I live for my opportunities. I live for tomorrow. I'm not willing to die for those things. Because if you're willing to die for them, you're willing to say that you're willing to not see tomorrow. And I'm willing to see it. I'm willing to fight for it. I'm willing to give it all that it requires. And if you're in a relationship with anything that matters, you should be willing to do the same. If you're not willing to give a relationship the energy it requires, the attention it requires, the title that comes with it, if you're not willing to do those things, it is absolutely okay to tell someone you can't do it. It may hurt. It may let them down. It may emotionally put them in a very complex state. But the truth will give you guys a passage to move on, to heal, and to love. Woo, y'all got the best of me tonight, CJ. Coco, y'all got me in here going deep tonight. We done did a whole 2-hour show.
Mm-hmm. I was just sitting down. You know how hard it was not to clap and say amen.
Yeah, it was some stuff that we needed to hear.
I don't know what I said, so that's cool. Y'all just I guess I have to go back and listen to the show. I was in there.
Yes, because you were deep tonight.
I appreciate it. I tell the missus all the time when I get like this, just, you know, hey, I went and channeled something that gave us what we needed to give. I hope that this taping of this message has been a blessing to you guys. Remember, you guys can all share this out. So if you go on Spotify, click on Big Bap and Friends, literally 1 hour after this show is over, you will be able to go on Spotify and it will be there. If you need something for inspiration as you ride to work in the morning or whatever, go on there, fast forward to what you need to get to and replay it. Share it with your friends. Tell them about us and let them know we were here. Ladies, you know what we got to do, because it's that point of the day where we do our word of the day. So I'm gonna let Miss Coco take us out first tonight. So Miss Coco, give us a good word of the night.
Good word for the night. Make sure you shine. Just shine the best you can at whatever you feel you want to do, because you don't want to just be like a dull gem. You want to shine like there's no other fucking diamond in the world like you, because there's not.
I love it. Miss CJ?
All right. The happiness of your life depends on the quality of your thoughts.
Oh, y'all heavy hitting tonight. Okay, Miss CJ, I like it. We are all kind of in the same range for tonight. I thank you ladies for coming out and blessing us with your kind words as we leave for tonight. My word of the day is utilize what you have. So many times our complaint is about what we have or don't have, but a lot of times we forget to use what it is that we have access to. So all of your resources, any resource that is a resource, use it. Maintain access to it. Utilize it. Put your best foot forward, whether it's your business, your resume, your skills, your degree, your certificates, your skills in the kitchen, your skills as a homemaker, your skills as a spouse, your skills as an economist, your skills as a hairstylist. Whatever your skills are, if your skills is you roll the fattest blunt this side of the Mississippi River, whatever your skill is, put it to work. All right? We're going to get out of here with this track for tonight. This is my Jay-Z's birthday tribute since it's 12-4. I'm going to give a shout-out to my boy. This is off his Black album, Hov, Happy Birthday. This is one of my favorites of all time. Yeah.
Change your attitude, buddy. Ask you what happened to your holy war. I wet y'all all with the holy water. Spray from